You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I love this. I love that I get to do what I do, but I especially love that I am getting ready to have a not only thought-provoking conversation with Doc Martin, but more importantly, educational, informed. Because one of the things that I know, and many of you know, is that we are on a mission. And once upon a time, Doc Martin, it used to be called Mission Impossible. But fast forward to where we are today and the work that you're doing in the world and what you're bringing to the forefront and what it is that we look at every day of our lives as we say yes to our passion and our purpose. And so today, for those of you that are tuning in perhaps for the first time to Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin, Bridging the Mystical and the Scientific for Healing, and you're asking yourselves, now, what would these two be talking about today? Today is, what is your energy field? I love this conversation, and I love that Doc Martin is the one bringing it together. She knows what it's like to have challenges. You know, she knows what it's like to have our physical health falter, our spirits sad, our dreams that don't immediately come to fruition. And then she says, what's a person to do? Well, this fabulous hit show is that thing that says, this is what you do. Doc Martin, y'all fired up for today?
I'm fired up. Hi, Pat. Nice to be here with you.
Okay, this is a fabulous show. And part of it is you bring a wealth of experience to the table. You know, one of the things that, you know, many of our listeners may or may not know about you is that you are a physician, an MD, and a shamanic healer, and you are in the world every day. Whether it is, I got the MD wrong, but I don't even know. But the point that I'm making is you have studied on spectrums, the full range of spectrums. Some people call it conventional. I don't know the latest term. Other people then say, well, wait a minute, there's this esoteric nature of her. And so your show is literally Maximum Medicine Radio. It is about bridging the gap. We're talking about energy field now and energy. Whoa, if there was ever a gap between those two things, it's right here in this conversation, isn't it?
It really is. And we probably wouldn't be having this conversation 20 years ago. This is ideas that have percolated up through the community consciousness, probably for the past 30 years. And I don't think we could have this conversation anywhere except perhaps in faith healing prior to today, prior to this 2000, the year 2000 and onward.
I love the term energy. And of course, I am not going to say this too many times, but I know once upon a time, maybe about 8 or 10 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Oz did a show on television. And out of his mouth came something like, energy medicine is the next frontier. Doc Martin today and many others are saying, energy medicine, energy healing, energy fields is now. What is the energy field? And what does it mean to say, I have a personal energy field?
So I think where Dr. Oz is taking us is way, way out to what we're going to be doing is actually tweaking different, and I'll use the word vibration, wavelengths of our particular physiology. But if we back it up to the basic, we have a vibrational field around us. That field has been known since, I would say, back to the Vedic literature, maybe 5,000 years ago in India, in China. It's what the meridians are when they draw pictures of the meridians. It's what acupuncture accesses, and it's what the clairvoyants and the mystics see. And this field is actually the whole of us, and it's what interacts with the outside world and informs our physiology. So we think that we are meat and bones, which indeed we are, but that vibration and that buzz within each cell is actually governed by a vibrational field around us that we as humans used to be able to see. Hundreds of years ago, we the healers in the villages could see these. It looked at that time like a golden egg around us, a cocoon around us. And of course, that is where we're trying now. And I'll use the word conventional, traditional, in terms of traditional medicine. That's where we are starting to say, wait, it's not just about taking your blood pressure. It's not just about making sure you have a reflex. There is more. And what is that more? And how do we get to it? And how do we make it work for us?
When I think about this, and I think about what today's show is about, and I love what you just said, you know, making it work for us. There are many ways to look at this. Let's take a journey into this for a minute, if we could, and take a look at how the mystics, how the seers, how did they see this? You know, how do they see the energy field and its connection to the body?
So, and again, I don't know all of the literature or the studies of ancient cultures, but what I have learned is there is visible to those who are able to see it. And again, we humans today are learning how to regain that ability to see it. There is a glow and a buzz around us. The pictures of the ancient, even in Christianity, halos were this glow, this buzz. Clairvoyants can see it when they say, I see your aura. And, you know, it's even funny, but maybe not so funny, but there was a study, this was probably 30 years ago, where they would categorize patients in the hospital as to whether or not they would get well. And they asked the doctor, when you walk in the room, tell me your gut feeling. And this was something like 90% accurate, that you walk in the room before you look at the chart, before you lay hands on the person, before you talk to them, you get a sense. And that's the old art of medicine that unfortunately technology is pushing away. But that ability to see a life force, and that life force lives in our quote, energy. The other good way of looking at it, I feel, is those of you who know Carolyn Mace, who is a medical intuitive, who is phenomenal, but she actually started working with Dr. Norm Shealy for describing what she saw. And she categorizes us as batteries. We are energy generators, but sometimes we take energy from others. Sometimes we give it out. So that ability to have internal power, internal buzz, internal juice, life force, that is all incorporated when we say energy.
Yeah. I love this. And I love the references we're making today, because part of this too is being able to recognize. I don't know if you were listening to the show before, but I did something on Friday that I really hadn't done in a long time. Actually did a live event. And what I realized in that live event, and you just explained it best for me, because, you know, we get ready to go into our lives, right? And if you're doing a live event, and you're doing it on Facebook, right? Oh my God, like the social media thing for sure, right? There is an energy. But the minute we walked into the space, as with you and your space, there was this immediate recognition and acknowledgement of an energy field, even though we couldn't say it or see it, right? There was an acknowledgement. And a lot of times, Doc Martin, don't you believe that it's most difficult for those of us that might be in the middle of a thing like a crisis or a health issue to actually tap into that? Isn't that where your work and your studying and the work you've done with Alberto and others comes in to be able to help us look at and expand to use this powerful force and regain our field if we've lost it, right?
Right. And you're absolutely right. It's very, very hard. Our human minds now have been so saturated with the information era and all the stimulation and the social media and the buzz, 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 everything that's intellectual. And where we've lost, and I remember, do you remember the public service ad that was nature deficit disorder? I mean, can you imagine we have to put an ad out to remind people to pay attention to the outdoors? But anyway, in that overwhelming intellectual stimulation, we've lost the quiet time and we've lost the awareness, or that we don't pay as much attention to those feelings, those intuitions inside of us, those feelings, those inner knowings. And when you said you walked into the room and you can feel it, even something, a corollary to that is, how many times have you felt something on the back of your neck? And there you see across the room, somebody's looking at you. Or how many times do you get a buzz in your stomach? Something doesn't sit right. You're in a meeting and you don't have a good feeling. Those kinds of things we used to pay attention to all the time. The messages from the unseen world. And I'm hoping that more and more, quote, traditional doctors and healers will start bringing that in, because the truth is, the knowledge of that and the ability to pay attention to the messages before an illness breaks out is where we as humans are going to relearn the ability to heal ourselves.
Yeah, this is where we're going next. We're going to take a short break, because when we come back, what we're going to be talking about, and I want to say really dig deeply emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And we are taking callers too, because this is a conversation where if you're like me, if you're like Doc Martin, you probably have more questions. You probably want to know, you know, like Doc Martin, how can I adjust my energy field? Whether that is an effect or a representation from another person, maybe there is an illness. This is where you're going to be able to call in and have Doc Martin help you navigate the waters of energy, energy field impact. Tap into and tune into what might be going on within you. Get some help live on this show. Be able to transmute that energy into amazement. When we come back, how does the energy field impact health and wellness? How does this energetic and spiritual approach by Doc Martin contribute to what traditional medicine it does? Stay tuned. 1-800-930-2819. And on Facebook, just type your questions in. Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. Type them in. I will get your answers. I'll get them to Doc Martin. And we are fired up about this. So get energized. We'll be right back.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Still miss you.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, you are listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin and me, Dr. Pat. I get to take this journey. I am so honored to take this journey with Dr. Martin. This is about bridging the mystical and scientific for healing. Dr. Martin has studied with the masters, and now she teaches others. But today, we're talking about something she knows a lot about, because she has one foot here in the mystical and the other foot in the scientific. This is her life. Dr. Martin represents the visionary model, the new narrative on medicine, maximum medicine. That's her passion, her purpose, and what she does. And we're going to be taking on these conversations today. But I want to say to you, if you need to shift your energy field, 1-800-930-2819. If you have questions about the obstacles, the challenges, or even want to share a story about this, 1-800-930-2819. Those of you on Facebook, I hope I'm getting this right, Jessica, just type in your comments. Dr. Martin, before we talk about the energy field that impacts health, how can we find out more about you? Tell us about the work you do. Tell us about the sessions you have with people. How can people know about that?
So the best way is to go to my website, www.sharonmartinmd.com, and that'll give you everything that you know. And my work has been directly with clients for sessions. A session is where I, and it's from my training, shamanically link up with the patient and call in, and this is a feature that we'll talk about more in different shows, but a shamanic healer links up with the unseen world. They see the resources that are available and how many things that can act as allies and supportive. We can call it angel energy. We can call it nature spirits. We can call, as the indigenous tribes do, to actual other animals, but linking up with them and using that in guidance for helping somebody shift an issue. And what makes it energy medicine is, and Alberto taught me this, and I know there are others that teach equally beautifully, but to learn how to see things through the four perspectives, to take it from looking at something from the physical. Well, that's what traditional doctors do all the time. Looking at something from the psychological. Well, a handful of doctors, mostly mental health therapists, look at the psychological. Take it then to the soul journey. Well, I guess you have to believe you have a soul. I happen to believe that you do. But even if you don't, you might think of having, that you have a purpose, that you have a mission. And a doctor, I think, or any healer who can take you to actually asking, how does this impact what you're here on earth for? Even if you don't believe that you have another life afterwards, even if you don't believe you have a soul, certainly you believe that you have a mission, a purpose. So, and then turning it over to the world of spirit, which is the world of energy. So in a session, to have those perspectives, to help the person see, perhaps they're stuck in their label of their disease. They're stuck in the fact that it's called, I'll take fibromyalgia, that you're blocked in at that and you can't see past it. But as soon as you start to chip it apart and take it through the perspectives, and then talk about the energy of that, and how does it feel to be entrapped even by your own beliefs, that's a liberating experience. And we don't do enough of that as healers.
When I think about what you've just said and the work you do, what I'm really struck by is my own healing journey and, you know, the ignorance. And, you know, I say the word ignorance from a place of dignity, because ignorance for me has helped me in many aspects of my life, right? And what I mean by that, Doc Martin, is that not knowing about a thing has allowed me to move forward in what other people call courageous ways. But not knowing about all of the sidebar conversation about what works and what doesn't, we don't get tainted with that. But that's not always the case. And today, this is a new narrative and a new conversation that we're sharing with people, with our listeners, to say, look, these are the things I've learned. This is what I study. This is what I want to share. So let's take a look at this for a minute and talk about what I said earlier about you. One foot in the science, one foot in the spiritual. And can you tell us from your experience, all of the above, right? Traditional energetic. What is the impact on health? And I just want to stay with health before we go to wellness. And the reason I'm asking you about the impact is because that we are now seeing people wanting to learn more and more and more about energetic, about vibration, but they also want to learn more about their conventional traditional journey and how to put the two together. So we're talking about a blending, a harmony, an integration, aren't we?
We really are. And, you know, it takes courage. And I'll say that for myself. It takes courage. It took me unbelievable amounts of courage. And it didn't happen instantly. It took me probably years to say out loud, especially in front of a patient, my main clinical work and my main physician practice is in South Central Pennsylvania, which is quite rural, quite traditional, and not in tune mostly with what goes on in bigger cities and New Age. And, you know, if there's yoga, that's a new thing.
Yeah.
But to say out loud, first to myself, and then be willing to say it to a patient, that there is more here. Yes, I see that you have heart disease. But let's talk about your wife passed away 6 months ago. How have you felt since then? Would you acknowledge that your life force is really low? And what do you think her death did? And how has it impacted you taking care of yourself, eating right? So, and that's something on an emotional level, but to have that person actually say, you know, wait a second, my life force is down, and to have a conversation, how do we regain it? How can we recapture it for you? Now, if I stayed in traditional medicine, I would have said, well, we need to adjust your fluid medication because you're not breathing as well. And your blood pressure could be a little lower. That would help your heart. And it's not, we don't treat for depression until you're a year past grief, that you've had a year of bereavement. Well, that does nothing for the big picture of healing. Or it does something, but it's not enough. And for me, it wasn't enough. And when I started having those conversations, even the most salt of the earth dairy farmer got it. They get it because everybody is hungry to access that deeper part of themselves.
Yeah. I love that we have arrived at this place though, right? I grew up on the East Coast as well. You know, and I know about the area that you're from, and I know about what this is about. But there's a term I just want to talk about a minute before we go to break. And the term that I think you use when you refer to traditional physicians, you know, we're talking about the art of medicine, right? This, the art of medicine. And it's not easily quantified. You know, I talk about it in radio when people ask me, how do you do this? How have you learned this? Where'd you learn it from? And they're shocked when I say to them, I'm not a journalist. I didn't go to broadcast school. You know, there's something that came to me. And so their comment is, oh, it's more like art than science. And we don't use that with medicine that often. We certainly don't use intuitive, but it is used. Can you just give us, you know, can we capture the essence of this, especially as we talk about our energy field here?
You're absolutely right that we say the art of medicine as if sometimes I went to medical school at Johns Hopkins. So we're talking extremely academic, intellectually oriented. And they would throw in a class for the first 2 years of medical students where we could talk about literature and music and things that were artsy. But mostly mostly it was poo-pooed by the major clinicians, except that those best clinicians, and even the students would have agreed. I'll give you an example. We had a radiology professor who could look at an x-ray and see 10 times the deeper amounts of things that other radiologists would see. Same picture, same black and white, grainy, limited information picture, because he had an art. And that kind of accessing our ability to know that doesn't come from intellect, we're regaining that. We need to regain it. It's a feeling. It's rewarding our emotional intelligence. It's accessing and paying attention to our hunches, to listening to our feelings. Those kinds of approaches are going to be more and more forefront in medicine.
And that's really where we're going to really pick this up when we come back. For those of you just tuning in, yeah, you're having the most amazing experience here today on Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin, and I'm Dr. Pat. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what is our connection to and our awareness of the energy field. We touched a little bit about that, but how can energy medicine, what does it do? Does it turn things over to the doctor, physician, healer, whatever, practitioner? Or does the ball really get put back in our court to take the shot. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit maryjanemack.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Yeah, I love it. That's what we're talking about here. You got to have a little energy. You got to really pick it up, pick up the beat. I say that, but for those of you listening and you're struggling through one of these healing challenges, or you're on a journey, or you've asked questions, haven't gotten answers that are going to help you, it's hard really to say, oh man, let me just pick it up. Let me get out there and dance on the stage. Let me pop it up to that music. But what I think Doc Martin is doing today, and so am I, this is my life's commitment, is to say, you know, look, there are ways to step into the world of possibilities. What we do on this show is to provide those possibilities, to provide those teaching, whether it's on spiritual law teaching, which we're going to talk about, or whether it's on, you know, conventional medicine teachings, which we talk about, whether it's on nutrition or whether it's on hydration. It's all now a holistic perspective on things. Doc Martin, we have a question that came in from Facebook, but before we get to that, we are going to talk about the connection to an awareness of the energy field, and that probably is going to be part of the answer to the question. But how can people work with you? How can they find out about you? And then you have a giveaway for everybody today.
So www.sharonmartinmd.com. that will give you all the information you want on how to get in touch with me. And what I've included after this show that's uploaded to my website is a meditation, a free meditation, and it's probably about 15 minutes long that you can listen to. Please do not listen if you're driving. You need to be present. You need to not be distracted, as you can imagine, and really sink down into this. And this is a meditation I put together with the help of teachings from my teachers, and they're mentioned in the meditation video in the MP3, and just to strengthen your energy field. And you can use that over and over again. So that's a freebie for you with my blessings and my wishes for your continued good health.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. A couple things. And I think we can kind of really answer the question that came in from one of our fabulous Facebook viewers, as well as addressed the issue and the topic we were going to talk about next, about our connection and awareness to the energy field and how energy medicine puts the ball back in our court. The question that came in, and this, I love this question. Thank you so much for asking it, is can energy healing work for someone with macular degeneration? So probably we need to talk about what that is a little bit. And
so the short answer is yes. Macular degeneration is a loss of vision in the central focal points of the eye, which is very debilitating and distressing because your ability to see gets more and more damped down. And there are different forms. There's wet and there's dry, which is probably too much to go through. But let's talk about how does energy medicine access something like that? That's a real physiologic condition. So the answer is, can you shift that? You absolutely can. If you are, as with anything, and I'm going to put a big caveat in here, is say you take anything as devastating as cancer, as any major illness, you may not access a total cure. So energy medicine isn't about a way to come in and automatically erase everything that has been posed inside your physiology. However, you can shift it and you can view it differently and you can feel not under the label, not distressed, not burdened. So I just want to offer to you that people who want energy medicine to be me taking a wand over you and having it go away, that kind of absolute miracle doesn't happen every time, but you can get powerful shifts and freedom from the burdens. So how do you do that? Again, when we were talking about the four perspectives and that as an energy healer, you would process through that, you can, as a patient, this is where you take the ball back into your own court. When you yourself are struggling with something, for you to sit in quiet reflection, going into however you do that, you take a journey to a beautiful meadow. Perhaps you bring yourself deep into your heart space. Have a conversation with your body, with your cells, with the energy of that to ask. And this is where you dialogue and ask, what is it that I should be eating? Show me what I should be eating to change this. Macular degeneration, one of the main treatments is a vitamin combination. Well, those can be accessed by foods. So having a conversation where you can start to pay attention to the messages coming and the knowings when you dialogue with your own body and taking those on more and more, following that guidance, because there is a wealth of intelligence inside of each of us. And we just have to quiet down and access it. Now, an energy healer in a session can help you shift. And I'd like to digress just a minute here.
Please do.
The energy field in my teaching, and I was taught by Dr. Alberto Violdo at first and then other teachers, the energy field holds the imprints of traumas in this lifetime, blockages. In other words, there's not a clear flow. And again, that flow comes from spirit to you. And that even in past lives, there are impacted areas, wounds in that energy field, tears. The energy field is like a fabric. It's a tapestry of light and vibration. An energy healer will help you clear that, clear those, because there may be something that's been lingering with you for lifetimes that has impacted and shown itself up as macular degeneration. So where you have a physiologic condition, there may actually be a wound in your energy field, a tear, a weakness. And I hope my meditation will help you, anyone, improve your field, this amazing rainbow tapestry of light that we have surrounding us. And that's what an energy healer will do. One of the things a person could do for you.
And again, can you mention to folks how they could get the meditation? Because, and first of all, let me thank you for creating this generation, this meditation, and making it available for everyone. That is like totally awesome. Before we go to break, can you just let folks know how they can access the meditation? And, you know, Angela, thank you for your question. Thank you so much. And please feel free to get this meditation for you. How do they do that, Doc Martin?
So go to my website, www.SharonMartinMD.com. And there will be either on the radio tab or a separate meditation tab, your ability to access that. It's free. It didn't totally come from me, as I've been there, that I have to give credit to my teachers. But just for somebody to take the beginnings of feeling their field, empowering their field, healing it up. And that will, I hope, will do everybody, give them a good shot of good juice.
Yeah. And for those of you that are actually listening and watching on Facebook, I think Carter has put up on the screen the exact page to go to and what it looks like. Please go ahead and do that. For those that are listening, you know, through the radio or through if you're listening to this through a podcast or even an archive, this is available for you as well. So please don't feel that if you're not listening to the show live, that this is not for you. No, it's for everybody. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to take this journey, this conversation about energy, right to where it belongs. How do we access the energetics of an illness or a challenge and then transmute it? In some cases, a shift can be immediately. In most cases, the ball is still going to be in your court, but you're going to take the most amazing three-point shot right through the hoop. We'll be right back with Doc Martin.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Auger Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Yeah, I love that. Welcome, welcome back, everyone. Doc Martin in the house. One more time, Doc, please give us the website. And thank you again for the generous offer, the meditation.
So just my website, www.SharonMartinMD.com. The meditation is available. And please remember, don't play it while you're driving in the car.
Yeah.
If you want to play a podcast and listen to the show again, great. But meditation, you shouldn't be doing anything that you'll get distracted, because you want to be distracted. You want to be deep, deep in your internal self. So that is to help you. It's a brief meditation to help you clear and repair and juice up your energy field, and blessings for that.
Oh yeah, I love that. We now have a new term for Doc Martin. Juice up your energy field. That's what I'm talking about.
Get your mojo working.
I got my mojo on. As I get ready to prepare for a couple of hours of table tennis, I got to juice that up. Get my mojo going.
That's right. Get your mojo so you can slam that ball across the court.
Oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to hitting that little white ball. Look. What we're talking about here today, and I just want to recap, we're talking about our energy field, our personal energy field. And before the break, one of the things I said was, look, yeah, this is about putting the ball back in our court. But even with the ball in my court, it took me a little while, and I had a lot of help. I had somebody like you, and now you do this to help people. It took me a lot of time to take the shot. So why did it take a lot of time for me to take the shot? Because there were these other voices whispering, look, if you take the shot, you're not going to make it. What makes you think you can make it? So I'm really talking about health here. I'm talking about shifting energy. What makes you think you could actually heal your body, Pat? What makes you think that, you have that kind of sense of it? We call that doubt. Today's show is to help people on their journey to face doubt and kick it right in the you-know-what, right?
That's right. So that's one of the big detriments of anybody who's a purported expert. And doctors, traditional doctors, have, the white coat, the stethoscope. They have come across as figures of authority. And if they tell you you're never going to make it, or this condition is such and such, that puts you in a box of limitations and it shuts the door on you dreaming big. And I just remember back in I was in my teens, late teens, when I first read about Edgar Cayce, whom you may know is a man who was alive, I believe, in the 30s and 40s, who would go into a sleep and download this amazing psychic ability of health. And you can read about him, C-A-Y-C-E. He's a phenomenal prophet called the Sleeping Prophet. And he said over and over, the mind is the builder. So your thoughts actually direct the healing that occurs in your body. And this is where the ball falls back in your court. And doubt, I'll also just remind you, if you've ever heard about David Hawkins, a psychiatrist, a physician and psychiatrist, who did a scale of power and vibrational, and doubt and negativity and everything in low vibration, hope, love, enlightenment, joy, high vibration. Doubt is a downer, and not being able to see the possibilities is a downer. So the best thing a person, anybody can do, your friend or your person you pay to be your healer, is to give you potential, to give you an opening, to show you where the windows are when the room looks like there's no doors and no windows. And then your mind, as the builder, can think bigger thoughts, think healing thoughts, and actually train yourself out of the situation.
Wow. You know, we've talked about a lot today, but it's all in the harmony of what the message is about our energy field, about what we can do with our energy field, about how powerful we truly are. And every day we learn more and more and more about bridging, you know, the science and the spirit. And your show is that show, fabulous show, that is doing that now. And we have a long series with you together, because this is your passion and purpose, isn't it, Doc Martin?
It really is. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, a couple things. First, again, tell people how they can contact you, how they can work with you. And then I want to kind of ask you, in recapping today, what is the personal message and what would you like to leave us with?
So again, www.SharonMartinMD.com. And what I really want to leave you with is that you are not just your physical body. You are emotion and intuition, intelligence, and we describe that now as the energy field around you. And you can learn to pay attention to that, to access it, and to use it as tools to shift. We're shifting our destiny. We're shifting our health, which is indeed shifting our destiny. And in the series that we'll do monthly, the first Wednesday of each month, we're going to talk about different topics to help you do that. And the next show that we're doing is going to come back a little bit more in the quote traditional and talk about a landmark health study that showed the one single thing, most important single thing, you can do for longevity and health. So I'm excited. I love this. I love to bring the pieces together. I love how it feels inside of me. And that's what drives me.
Dr. Sharon Martin, everybody. Website again, Doc Martin, for folks.
www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Wow. Thank you so much for all that you do. We've got a lot planned, you know, from Maximum Medicine Radio, from all of us to all of you. I have one last announcement. I will be starting a new show every Thursday at noontime on Transformation Talk Radio and on CRN. And we're very thrilled about that, because we're going to bring forward the conversation. Doc Martin's going to join me as a guest, and many others. We've got lots planned in the spirit of today. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. Expand into your multidimensional self. Learn how beliefs can set you free or keep you caged in mediocre health. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.